Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you this morning. Now, last week, we started a message entitled, Least in the Kingdom. Now, a few of the first things that we brought out is that there's not a total equality in heaven. That's why it talks about the least in the kingdom. And that there are also, and that these different levels are determined and based on the service to the Lord here in this earth. Now, along with that, we finished up last week by asking the question, what is the difference between the family of God, the Church of God, and the Kingdom of Heaven? So let's join Pastor Reynolds right now in Matthew chapter 5 as he starts to explain the difference between these three things.
The Kingdom of Heaven here that is spoken of in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 5. You'll see here, he says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the Kingdom of Heaven." The Kingdom of Heaven. What is it? You'll notice here in this place that he says he makes reference to the Kingdom of Heaven. He doesn't make reference here to the church. He doesn't make reference here to the family of God either. And then he says, "But whosoever shall do and teach them," that is the least commandments, "the same shall be called great in the Kingdom of Heaven." So what is the Kingdom of Heaven? We know that there's a difference between the family of God and the Kingdom of Heaven and the Church of God. We know that there's a difference. What do you call it? Organizations? I guess. But there are differences in family. I mean, when a person is born again, they are a member of the family of God. All right? I mean, God becomes your Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. You have a brother, and I don't mean to use this term sacrilegiously at all, that is Christ. And He's your Savior. He's your Lord. He's your King. And you're a joint heir with Christ. I mean, that's the way that is. Every person that's saved is a member of the family of God. The Kingdom of God is a little bit more complicated than that. The Kingdom of God speaks about the rule of God. The rule of God, and there's several different aspects to that rule that God has. The Kingdom of God, and what I'm getting into this for, because I want you to understand that the position that a person has in the Kingdom of God is not just for now, it's also for all eternity. The thing that we're dealing with here tonight are those eternal values and not just those things that are here and now. All right? So, but we're talking about in the Kingdom of Heaven that God is the rule. He's the ruler. I don't think there can be any doubt about that. That He is the ruler, that He has an area that is ruling, because every king has that authority. He has an authority, he has an area that he's over, and he has a people that's subject. All right? Saved people ought to be under the subjection of Christ. We need to understand this too. I do understand that the Kingdom of God encompasses everything that God has created. I don't doubt that at all. At the same time, I understand that God has given to Satan a kingdom upon this earth. But that kingdom that Satan has upon this earth is in subjection to God. Satan cannot do just anything he wants to. He's got to get permission from God to do anything. All right? And so we remember that also. Now, this kingdom that we're talking about here, last, not just for now, because God ought to have rule in our hearts and our lives right now. He ought to have the rule right now. But He also is going to have rule later on. The Bible talks about the millennial reign. And during this millennial reign, we that are believers should reign with Him. Let me read this to you. The book of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. We're talking about the least in the kingdom. That's the subject. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5 and verse 6. Well, see, in verse 4, this is talking about the kingdom as well. This is talking about the physical rule of Christ upon this earth for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ." Now that's a horrendous death. And yet those people are resurrected. They're still alive in Christ. They're beheaded for the witness of Jesus. This verse of Scripture reminds me of the present war that we're in, where the jihadists, they believe that that's the way they ought to kill a lot of people, and then they do. And of course, they go out into the world, and their idea is anybody that don't believe in the Muslim doctrine just like they do, well, they'll just cut off your head. And they've done that in the past, and they'll do that in the future. But these are not just those that are beheaded, but these are those that are beheaded for the witness of Jesus. All right? See, there's a little difference there. And for the word of God, in which had not worshipped the beast nor his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So when these are believers that are ruling and reigning with Christ during the millennial reign, and that's another aspect of the kingdom of God that's upon this world for 1,000 years, and the world is going to do what Christ said. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. So the first resurrection is a long period of time. I believe that's what it's talking about here, that the resurrection, the first resurrection, involves all of that from the rapture on until the end of the 1,000-year reign. Then the rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's the resurrection of the believers. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So there we're talking about there a rule of Christ. So notice, when we talk about the kingdom of Christ, or kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, it's all the same thing. We're talking about the rule of God. We're talking about the rule that Christ has. Christ right now should be ruling and reigning in you. That's one aspect of the kingdom. I know this for certain. One of these days, Jesus Christ will rule this world for 1,000 years. That's another aspect of his kingdom. Another aspect of the kingdom is, after the 1,000-year reign, in eternity, he's still going to rule. We're going to see him, I think, a little bit different then, but he's still going to rule. And that's another aspect of the kingdom of heaven. So what I'm saying to you is this. When Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 17, that those that teach the least of these commandments shall be considered the least in the kingdom, we're not talking about just now, but we're talking about not only now, we're also talking about during the millennial reign, we're also talking about throughout all eternity. I mean, this is a permanent situation. So this is something that is very, very involved. No doubt about it at all. Now look in Revelation 22, verse 5, where you're right down here. And I just want you to see this, that there's going to be this rule in eternity. God is the one that's going to finally rule the world that he's created. But he's also going to have people under him that are going to rule. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 5. The Bible said, And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle. All right, this is, and we sung tonight about that verse 1, about the pure river, water of life. You know, shall we gather at the river? That's what that song's talking about. That's not talking about the old muddy river you baptize in. Not talking about that. And if you sung that song and you had that in your mind, you thought wrong. That's talking about the river of the water of life, and that's there by the throne of God. That's what that's about. All right, Revelation 22:1. But now in verse 5, talking about in eternity, there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Now look what it said. And they shall reign forever and ever. How long is that? We already saw there in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5 and 6, that there's going to be a reigning with Christ for 1,000 years. But this Revelation 22:5 is after that. So see, what we're talking about in Matthew 5, verse 17, and teaching the least of the commandments, you're going to be least in the kingdom of God. It's not just for this world. It's not just during the 1,000-year reign. It's for all eternity as well. Matthew 5, 19. That's the verse. What does he mean when he talks about the least commandments? Here's the thing. Jesus Christ, when he preached his Sermon on the Mount, He's preaching things that are good, not only for now, not only for the thousand-year reign, but for all eternity. All right? That's what he's driving at. Jesus preached a message that was so different than any of the Pharisees had ever even dreamed of. And when he got all done, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them the truth and not a bunch of gobbledygook they couldn't figure out.
We pray that the Lord has used this message to shed some light on the difference between the family of God, the church of God, and the kingdom of heaven. And if you have additional questions, feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. You may also leave us a message with your contact information at 636-673-2180. Again, the address is P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. And the phone number is 636-673-2180. Now, before we leave you this week, Pastor Reynolds would like to take a minute to remind you of a special offer that Independence Baptist Church has for you.
Thank you, John. A couple of months ago, our church offered over this radio program a free book entitled, Is Baptism Necessary to Go to Heaven? By Michael Meadows. We would like to offer another book to you free of charge. This book is entitled, The 6,000-Year Earth. A lot of people believe that the world is millions and millions of years old, and of course evolutionists have pushed their favorite theory, calling it science, but the Bible calls it false science. This book contains a recapitulation of all the times from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, all the way down to this present time. This book also contains a worksheet showing the generations from Adam all the way down to Jacob, all 22 generations. And then there's a graphical representation of that worksheet. Then there's a timeline that starts with Abraham and goes all the way down to Jesus Christ. There's explanatory schedules, explanatory notes. The reason we want to put this book in your hands is so that you can know that the world is not millions and millions of years old. We want you to know that the world is only about 6,000 years old. That's what the Bible says, and we want to put this in your hands so that you can read your own Bible and find out for sure for yourself and know that the Bible is absolutely true. So we want to offer it to you. John is going to give the contact information for our church. And so you just listen and write that down. And if you contact us, we'll send you this book free of charge. We just want you to have it in your hands. Of course, this book is on our church's website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org, and right on the homepage is a link that will take you to this PDF file of this book. And you're free to go there and download that book. I think in the past year there's been about 1,500 of these books downloaded from our website. And we invite you to go and look at that book yourself. I know that it'll be a blessing to you.
As Pastor Reynolds mentioned, you can download this book from our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Or if you'd like a paper copy, you can write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. Or you can leave us your contact information at 636-673-2180. Now, we offer many books, tracts, and information on our website for free because we're not interested in making money, and in all honesty, most of the time, don't even break even. But we are interested in getting the Word of the Lord into as many hands as we can. We consider it a ministry of the Lord and a work of spreading the gospel. So not only do we encourage you to use these resources, our website, and to contact us for paper copies, but we'd also like you to come and join us in worship to the Lord. Now you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. We have a 4 o'clock prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. We also have a 7 o'clock Wednesday night Bible study. Now, our time is up this morning, but we want to take this last opportunity to invite you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message on the least in the kingdom.